This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Pixie Christensen on the line of Wycliffe, USA. And Pixie, we're going to be talking about this summer campaign you've got going. I really liked the angle this blog post took, because a lot of people in North America think of summer as a time to kick back and relax. But this blog was talking about this big project you guys have lined up. It's advancing Bible translation in 6 languages. And before we get into the details of the campaign, can you tell me about these language groups?
Yes, I'm happy to, but let me give you a little bit of context so that'll help you with the language groups. The summer campaign is our 12th year to do it, and we started with the theme First Words to Changed Lives, because it actually covers 3 major areas or challenges for Bible translation, and that's translation work itself, training, and printing. So the language project, or the language is in each of those categories are varied and in different areas. For translation, we have 3 languages in Indonesia, South Sudan, and 1 in Central Asia. For training, we have work in Papua New Guinea and Southeast Asia. And then for the printing section, we're actually printing an entire New Testament with Genesis, Exodus, Ruth, and Jonah in South Sudan. So those are the languages that are covered, if that helps.
It does. Thank you. And is there a certain way that you pick these categories? As I've mentioned, as you've mentioned, sorry, is it just that, like, these are the biggest monetary needs, or, you know, people don't come around these? How do you go through choosing these to highlight?
That's a great question. Well, translation, of course, that's our core, and everybody's familiar with us doing translation work. So those projects are pretty easy to pick. And then we like to look at languages within that category that have a variety to offer. They may be first scripture, like one of our languages this year is a first scripture language, which is kind of exciting. For training, I think it gives an opportunity for our readers to see kind of behind the scenes part of our work, where across the world, local people are taking up the task and leading the work, and we're coming alongside them and providing training and other help like that to give them all that they need to do the work themselves. So for training in Papua New Guinea, for instance, that's a 3-language project, 3 different languages in Papua New Guinea, and we're training the local translators in biblical exegesis and computer skills, whatever they need to do the work. So that's pretty exciting. And then for printing, we're doing a lot in audio, we're doing a lot in video, but there are people groups that still need that printed New Testament and love to have it. And so that's a great area of work that people like to be involved in. It's that idea of, wow, my gift can help put a printed New Testament in the hands of the people themselves. So that's really exciting for us to be able to offer those opportunities.
And as we as I look at this campaign, there's a matching gift that's pretty significant. Can you tell me more about that?
Sure. We've been so blessed to have donors who really like to step up and offer a leverage gift, offer a match gift where donors can give and have their money matched. Excuse me. And I think it's a great way for the donor that offers the match to say, I want to encourage other people to give so I can match their gift. And then for our donors who like to give to a match, it helps them understand that, wow, my gift is being doubled. So that's really an encouragement for them to give.
And this story might be reaching people who, you know, aren't already donating, and who maybe they haven't given to a cause before, but they care about Bible translation and the work and the and God's word reaching people who need it. why would you say this is important? If you're talking to a person like that, who's just a, you know, average Christian, you know, they haven't given before, they're not regularly giving, how would you talk to them? Why is this project important?
I think I would say to that person, number one, this entire campaign has the potential to impact more than 5 million people. And that's huge. And I would say to them, just being able to equip under the training category, being able to equip local people to do the work themselves, that just spreads the work because they in turn will be training others. So that means even more work will be out there. And then the translation part, being able to have God's word in three areas of the world, Indonesia, South Sudan, and Central Asia, where the work is challenging. The believers need God's word. They don't often have access to the word of God in their own language. So it's having that opportunity to provide God's word, which is sort of foundational to everything going on in the Christian world. It's foundational to discipleship and to church planting, and especially in areas where believers might be challenged by other religions, other world religions, and it's hard for them to grow on their own without the word of God in their language.
That's awesome. Thank you. We'll connect people obviously with your website and the campaign page so they can donate online. But for the rest of us, how would you, you know, some people might be financially able to donate, but everyone can pray. So how would you ask people to pray for this project, for your work in the areas you've outlined? What are maybe two or three basic prayer needs?
I'm so glad to be able to share prayer needs. It's sort of like getting my brain around, okay, which ones do I want to share? I would say in the translation segment, there's one language, let's call it the C language for security reasons. And in that particular language, there aren't a lot of believers. And so having the Word of God, especially this part of translation work, will provide scripture on audio form, in audio format, and scripture on websites. And that, in that part of the world, having access to that type of scripture is amazing. So I would say prayer request is pray for the believers in the C language, that they will come to know Christ through his word, and pray for those working on the translation work that God will give them wisdom and give them good contacts with local believers. And under the training section, I think I would request prayer for a language in Southeast Asia where we're training local people, and it is going to be their first scripture. And they're going to train the people and then work with them on a translation for health booklets, and then they'll move right into translated scripture. So I would ask for prayer for those local believers in that part of the world, that the training would go well, and that they would just be enthusiastic and inspired by the work that they are doing.
All right. That wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you want to add and make sure people know?
I think I would like to share a quote from a Gabaya believer. And that's the project in South Sudan, and that's we're funding the printing of their New Testament with some of those Old Testament books. And this believer said, once he had translated scripture, he said, now I begin to understand the word of God better. Now I can get the meaning of some of these scriptures very clear and in a better way. And that's the whole reason why we're doing what we do, is that God's word is open and accessible to all of these people now, and they do understand it because it comes in a language and format that they can access.